It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And on this beautiful Thursday morning, we have our last garden show of the season, Dwayne.
Yeah, can't believe another year has all gone by already.
Yeah, when did we start the garden show? Early spring?
Oh, yeah, it was mid-April.
Yeah, mid-April. So I asked questions, and yeah. So, go ahead.
It's not like I am going into hiding or anything, so if you have questions, you can, call Heather Nursery and Floral. Myself, I'm usually in Dawson, so you can call Dawson, but you can call the stores and get your questions answered, too. So we're just not going to have the program till next spring again.
Yeah. Yeah, Randy over in Montevideo, he's really knowledgeable. You can ask him questions. You guys must get questions every day, huh?
Oh, we get questions all the time. A lot of calls and a lot of people stopping in, and that's our business.
That's right. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines again. 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. So if you got a question, today's the last day here on the air to ask Dwayne. So, Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week is my favorite tree. Okay.
What is that?
Sugar maple.
Sugar maple.
Sugar maple, and the reason it's sugar maple is my favorite because I like the orangey-red color in the fall. It has a nice-shaped tree. It's kind of an oval-shaped tree. It's a hardwood tree, and it has beautiful fall color. So plant of the week is the sugar maple, or we could expand that and say all nice fall-colored trees and shrubs.
Okay. So what makes the leaf turn color, Dwayne?
What happens is different colors in the leaf, okay? And in the fall, which is activated by day length and temperature, okay, but mainly day length, and that triggers the tree and shrubs to pull the green out of the leaf, which is, you know, the sugar content or the glucose of the tree. It pulls that and stores it in the roots of the tree, so taking the green color away leaves what the color is left. And in sugar maple, that's an orangey-red color.
Okay.
So that's taking the nutrients out of the leaf.
What other kind of maple trees are there, Dwayne?
Oh, there's a lot of different kinds. Another popular one that's been around, you know, in the recent years is the autumn blaze maple, which is a faster-growing tree. It's a little bit more red-brown. It's kind of touchy to our soil types here, but there's silver maple, which is a large tree, and that turns yellow in the fall. Got to be careful where you plant that one because it is big. There's Norway maple, there's Amur maple, and the list keeps going. There's a lot of maples.
I like the light green one. I got one in our neighborhood. It's a kind of a, well, I think it's green, light green.
Is that a little white in it?
Yep.
There's a variegated Norway maple that has a white edge. It's green and has a white edge on that. That's really unusual, and that's a very pretty tree.
Okay.
Variegated Norway.
All right, Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern for the week?
Well, since this is our last show, fall lawn care. If you're going to spend money on your lawn, spend it in the fall, okay? Easier to kill weeds in the fall, and I mean weeds, the broadleaf weeds, dandelions, clover, and that type of stuff, which I would suggest spraying your weeds out. And I've always said over the years that you should do it after first frost. And first frost ain't coming this year.
No.
90 degrees. There's one question coming up, and we can answer that a little further. You know, when should I spray my thistles is one of our questions. If you mow the lawn and the thistles are in your lawn, you could spray those now. Weeds are easier to kill after a light frost. You know, don't wait too long because that kind of triggers the weeds to, again, like the trees, take the energy out of the leaves and put it into the roots. So if you get that weed killer on the leaf, it's going to suck it in better. And you know what? The weeds are starting to do that. So you can spray your weeds anytime. But don't do it when it's 90 degrees out because it's just too hot.
Right. It's supposed to be hotter to Saturday and Sunday, too. So.
Yeah, but then it cool off. So then get out there and spray your weeds. And then what I've been doing is spraying. Then you should put a fall fertilizer on there. And I would suggest we have a liquid fall fertilizer that's called Grow Greener Grass. And it has fertilizer, it has an organic fertilizer in it, and it has a lot of other beneficial things. I got a phone call.
Okay.
Bonnie will get.
All right. Well, you know, what you're talking about here, Dwayne, is a couple of our questions that just come in kind of related to that.
Well, let's go over those questions.
All right. This person says they want to put fall grass fertilizer on their lawn and seed grass. How long in between or what order should they do it in?
Okay, putting fertilizer on there and putting grass seed on there, you can do that at the same time. And you just can't have a weed killer in there, okay? So you can't go and spray your weeds out. If you're going to spray your weeds out, spray them out now, and then 2 weeks later, then put your grass seed on, okay?
Okay.
You can put your fertilizer on any time.
So you can wait like 2 weeks after you put your fertilizer on to plant grass?
2 weeks after you spray your weeds.
Oh, okay.
The weed killer will affect the germination of the grass seed, okay? The fertilizer will help if you put the right fertilizer on, which I would strongly recommend Grow Greener Grass, and put that when you put your grass seed on. And then, but you first should spray your weeds out if you have a lot of weeds.
Okay, so they don't need to wait between fertilizing and seeding.
No, not at all. Actually, okay. You want to do that together because the fertilizer will encourage your germination on the grass seed.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay, good. And another question that just came in from one of our listeners here. About lawns again. We had more questions on lawns this year than we've had on gardens, I think.
Well, exactly, because all the rain, because the grass has really been growing, and so did the crabgrass.
Yep. So this question is, what length should we leave our lawn for fall or winter?
Your last mowing, okay, before what you think is your last mowing, you should mow your lawn shorter, okay? So like 2-2.5 inches, because you don't want it to flop over in the wintertime, because then you could get snow mold or other diseases in there. So you want your last mowing, you want it to be a little shorter, 2.5 inches.
And people mow after a good frost, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We did some seeding of lawns this fall, absolutely gone crazy. So if you seed lawn and your grass is, you know, getting to be tall and starting to flop over, you should definitely mow your lawn. Just because it's new seeding doesn't mean you can't mow it.
Okay. All right. Good question there. Good question. I'm not sure I understand this, but I know what your answer is, because prune, you say prune anytime. Are there any trees that we should not be pruning right now?
No. And, you know, you're right, Paul, because I always say the best time to prune is when you got a sharp pruning shears in your hand.
Yep.
There are some exceptions, like in the spring, you shouldn't be pruning on your oak trees, okay? But we don't have a lot of oak trees here. But you shouldn't be pruning on your oak trees early spring. Otherwise, you know, some people say, well, you prune them and then the sap's flowing out of there. Well, that's not hurting anything. So if there's a branch or something that's in your way and you're mowing the lawn and it hits you all the time, prune it off.
Prune it off.
There's a proper way to prune, too. If you look where the branch meets the tree, there's a little flare there. That's called a branch collar, and that's where it'll heal over. You want to leave that branch collar. It just gets a little bigger right by the trunk, but you don't want to leave a piece of that branch like 2-3 inches long, because that'll rot, and it'll rot back into the tree. So you want to make your pruning cut right by the branch collar.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Good.
Then it'll heal over better for you.
Yep.
If you do make a big cut, I still recommend using a pruning sealer to seal that over. Some people don't like doing that, but from my experience of 50 years, it keeps the bugs out, keeps the diseases out, and keeps the moisture out.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions we have right now, but we have a few minutes here, Dwayne. Let's talk in general about this season, growing season and harvest season. Anything that surprised you or that major problems that you ran into, or just we got a few minutes to talk about that.
The few things that happened was all the rain we had, and so a lot of things got diseases and a lot of things grew. The crabgrass and the foxtail in the lawns absolutely took over this season. So next spring, you definitely have to put a crabgrass preventer down. And I would do that two times next year because there's tons of seeds out there. So that was probably one of the first things. Other things that got me excited was the lilacs got mildew. And that really turned the leaves brown on the lilacs. I would definitely spray those and with a fungicide. And
did we see a lot of tree disease this year?
Yeah.
Compared to last few years?
Not so much, because I think a lot of the trees, because of the moisture, kind of held on. But concerns are the needle cast on the evergreen trees, especially the shorter needle ones. And down the road, it's coming. Emerald ash borer, so if you have some specialty ash trees, I would definitely treat those. And we made a solution called Save Your Trees, and that will work on emerald ash borer. And there's other ones that will also to prevent the borer from getting in your tree.
Okay. All right.
If you're concerned down the road, if you have your garden and you want to have the best garden you can, I would definitely, we have started a new product called Garden Explosion. It's before you till your garden, or even if you don't till your garden, if you spray that on your garden, it'll break up the debris in your garden and also improve your soil structure.
Okay, real good. Well, Dwayne, another season has come and gone here.
I can't believe it, Paul. We've done it for many years and did it with Terry for many years. So we'll continue next spring.
All right. Thanks a lot to all our listeners that called in questions all season long here on The Garden Show. And I want to thank Randy at Heather Nursery and Floral there in Montevideo for sponsoring the program, and Dwayne for all your expertise knowledge that you have.
Well, if I haven't gained it after 51 years, I don't know if I'm not getting younger, Paul.
That's right. All right, Dwayne, thank you, and we'll talk to you next spring.
Thanks, everybody out there, and happy gardening.
All right, Dwayne Hasted. That's our last garden show of the season. Thanks for listening, everyone.